Professor Grunsplatter's Spookatorium. I am your curator, Professor Grunsplatter. Beyond these doors crouch the wonders, horrors, and wry smiles of an uncanny world. This world, your world. Should you choose to come inside, the sounds and stories that the shadows tell will be yours to behold. Make no mistake, it is a place of questions, not answers. A place where the tickle in your belly or the twitch in your eye simply mean you're paying attention. But then if you weren't curious, you wouldn't be here. There'll be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones, come with me. We'll be right back. Greetings, welcome to episode 76 of the Spookatorium. That was Follow the Bastards with Intrinsical Lost, and the show opened today with Black Messiah and Diabolic Rites. I did feel a bit guilty about taking a show off, but I'd also figured out a way to hopefully start having the occasional interview, so we'll see how that develops. If I sound different, it's because I got a new mic, and it sounds weird to me right now, but I suspect we will all get used to it. I decided to try my podcast feeds tool to post the show to YouTube rather than creating a video myself each time. While I've gotten pretty fast at making the actual videos, the rendering it takes a long time, and then uploading it, and and the times when there's a song or two that is blocked, I have to go back and take that song out and fix it, and then redo all of that again. And the views on YouTube are really not significant enough to justify all of that. So, and the videos are rapidly gobbling up my hard drive space. So I'm going to try it this way and see how it goes. I feel like the best way to listen is to just subscribe to the feed on your podcast service of choice. But I also know that a few of you did appreciate the addition of the album covers and things that were in the videos. I may go do it the hard way again, but I'll see how this works for now. And as always, if you can rate or review the show, that is appreciated. Coming up in a little bit, I will have something on a project called The Census of Hallucinations. But before we get to that, this is Formal Logic Decay.
That was Noba, that's N-O-period-B-A, I guess that's how you say it, with Siberian Night. Before that was Brood Dark with Macabre, and that comes off the new release from them, Tremor, which is great. And that set opened with Formal Logic Decay and the untitled fourth track from their Lovestocken release. The Spookatorium Spirit Lounge awaits, where those from the other side just may press their faces against the window of our world. The Census of Hallucinations was a public survey conducted between 1882 and 1885 that asked the question, quote, "Have you ever, when believing yourself to be completely awake, had a vivid impression of seeing or being touched by a living being or inanimate object, or of hearing a voice, which impression, so far as you could have discovered, was not due to any physical cause?" Unquote. Of the 17,000 people who that question was posed, 1,684 of them said yes. That's just shy of 10%. The Society for Psychical Research conducted the survey, and for those that answered to the affirmative, they were asked to detail their stories and given further questioning to better understand what they were reporting. The University of Cambridge has 13 boxes of material for this project in their archives, but unfortunately, it's not available online. I found a report from 1890 in the Boston Medical and Surgical Journal that indicates that after the original survey and presentation of data, the concept was picked up by the International Congress of Experimental Psychology with the intent of expanding to additional countries beyond England, France, and the United States. I found in documentation of letters to the editor of a couple science and medical journals of the time, a letter from W.M. James, one of the primary researchers, seeking to publicize the expansion of the study, where he stated, quote, "The object of the inquiry is twofold. One, to get a mass of facts about hallucinations, which may serve as a basis for a scientific study of these phenomena. And two, to ascertain approximately the proportion of persons who have had such an experience. Until the average frequency of hallucinations in the community is known, it could never be decided whether the so-called veridical hallucination visions or other warnings of death, etc., of people at a distance, which are so frequently reported, are actual coincidences or something more." Unquote. The hope with the study was to poll as many as 50,000 people, and in James' letter he makes the point to say that no is just as valuable an answer as a yes. The veridical hallucinations mentioned in that excerpt are later described as, quote, "to which either from the ideas involved in them or from the time they occur can only be accounted for on the hypothesis that the impressions or impulses have reached the percipient's minds otherwise than through the recognized channels of sense." I found evidence that there was some amount of debate in those letters to the editor sections at the time, with Edmund Gurney, who was another facilitator of the study, defending the study against suggestions from other professionals that people might fuck with them to skew the results. All that actually reminded me of some of the stuff I read about the work of Joseph Lister when he was putting theories for his idea of antiseptic out into the public, and some of the slap fighting that took place in the letter section of the Lancet and the other medical journals at the time. There have been other studies like this done, including into the modern day, but as far as I can find, nothing on near the same scale as the Census of Hallucination. I remember hearing about a project maybe 10 or 12 years ago that seemed like a similar undertaking, but looking for it today, I wasn't able to find it. I want to say that the person behind the Daily Grail website and Dark Lore Publishing might have been the one that was doing it, but I could be wrong about that. This proved to be more aggravating to research than I anticipated. There's a fair bit of information out there on it, but it was largely behind academic paywalls, either from universities or professional journals. That, I guess, indicates on some level the gravity that the study was given, it would seem, but more than 130 years later, you'd hope that you could easily access the information.
fish.
Thank you.
That was a hat trick of fine Canadian industrial. The last track you heard was Noise Unit with A Place to Lay Your Head off 1989's Grinding into Emptiness. Before that was Numb with Flesh off the also 1989 album Christmeister. And opening the set was Doubting Thomas with the track The Mood Swing from 1991's The Infidel. This next one is from Robert Rich off his Bestiary release. This is Carapace Hides the Delicacy.
Thank you.
I am not an expert at anything, and I have no agenda beyond fostering curiosity. The show is not monetized on any platform. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and others. A video version is available on the Cryonic Mind YouTube page. If you can like, subscribe, comment, etc., it helps the show's visibility. If your music was featured here and you'd prefer it was not, let me know and I will remove it from the feed. You can reach the show at spookatorium@gmail.com. The website can be found at spookatorium.org, and your comments are always welcome. Thanks very much for spending some time here.
was Tulpa with the track Kuk Umjar. Before that was Semiamimi with Stalactite. And that set opened with Carapace Hides the Delicacy from Robert Rich. And that is all of that for this episode. To bring in the herd this week, this is Gray Machine with When Attention Just Isn't Enough. Until next time, thanks for listening.